and you are listening to the Flannelly Show. We've got a big reason, indeed, for celebration. And in a few minutes' time, we will be linking up with the chairman of the Shannon Gales Field of Dreams, now a reality. It's official. And thanks indeed to the hard work and devotion of people, many hundreds of people, not only who are supporters of Shannon Gales, GAA. Now, the Shannon Gales have a new home. It's theirs. And will have so for the next 15 years. And it's a place that they can call their own. We will we'll go out to the field itself. We'll take our microphones out to Frank Golden Park, and which is in Queens, and we'll link up with Colin Mathers, known better as Collie Mathers. Right now, we have a message from the law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein. I thought we had. All right.
Good night. Hello, this is Brian O'Dwyer from the law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein. For over 100 years, our law firm have concentrated on construction accidents, scaffolding accidents, automobile accidents, personal injury, medical malpractice, and all sorts of accidents. For over the past 100 years, we have been proud to serve the Irish American community and will continue to do so. Our offices are located on Paul O'Dwyer Way, 52 Duane Street, just beside City Hall. Our telephone number is 212-571-7100. That's 212-571-7100. And remember, there is never any charge for consultation. O'Dwyer and Bernstein, we use our legal expertise to fight for the rights of all New Yorkers.
And friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network USA. This is the Flannelly Show, live from New York. And today is a big day for the announcement that we've been waiting for year after year after year, but it's official. And to make it official and to make that announcement, we are very, very happy indeed to welcome Colin Mathers, known as Collie. He's a native of Armagh. He's chairman of the Shannon Gales. The Field of Dreams is becoming a reality. As a matter of fact, it has, because, friends, it's official. Let me welcome Collie Mathers. How are you doing there, Collie?
I'm doing great, Aidan. Thank you for having us on your radio show this morning.
Well, I tell you what now. There were years, for year after year, it looked like the great efforts and the number of stumbling blocks that you had to get over, the Shannon Gales had to get over, in order to finally have a home which they can call their own, and to have it in Queens, to get 7 solid acres of fields in Queens. That is an amazing, an absolutely amazing accomplishment, and we want to say congratulations to you indeed.
Yes, Adrian, and just on that, I would like to thank every man, woman, and child within the Shannon Gales GA community for what they have done over the years, because had they not put the efforts that they have over the years, we would not be talking today about this. It's a day for everyone within Shannon Gales to remember.
It is, and lest anybody think that this just happened with a magic wand or winning the sweep or some other a magical solution, let it be said that the Shannon Gaels themselves, that over the years, those who are in the Shannon Gaels and those who support them have not waited on the sideline waiting to see what was going to happen. There have been fundraising efforts, not only fundraising efforts, but I don't think that there is another organization who on spec would raise what is close to now $500,000 to get a great, to give this a great kickoff. Tell us a little bit about how that came about, Colin.
Yes, we've had a lot of hard work. We've got a very strong committee within the club. We launched a fundraising last September at the Irish Consulate.
Mm-hmm.
We believe we have a strategy that we put a strategy in place that reached out to everybody, give everybody a chance to donate. There's no donation too small and no donation too big.
Yeah.
You know, we've reached out to the private sector, the public sector, to each and every family within the club, and to date a lot of them have stood up to the plate and donated.
I think it would be fair to give acknowledgement. You've spoken of donations. The donations, and there's none too small and none too large. And indeed, on the large side, a contribution from the Navalis Construction Company of $100,000. Is indeed must have been a great incentive for those who were struggling to, you know, with the Shannon Gaels. You all have families, including yourself. You have eight children,
yes.
And every last one of them are all in the GAA.
They're all playing from under sixes to under 18s. Yes,
that is fantastic. But again, hats off to Navalis, and I'm sure there are a lot of other contributors that also need the recognition.
Oh, there is even far too many to try and mention every one of them individually.
Now, tell us, who are the Shannon Gaels? We know, because we were delighted to be at that reception hosted by Noel Kilkenny, the Council General of Ireland. But tell us who they are, where did this committee come from, how many members you have, and what are the age groups that we're talking about?
Well, Shannon Gaels were basically a non-profit organisation. We were established in 2002. We had 14 players in our first year. We now have over 300 players playing Gaelic sports. We have over 600 members within our club. We set out to provide our children with the opportunity to play Gaelic games, football, hurling, and we're also music, song, and dance as well with the score. And we reach out to everybody and invite. We have always invited everybody to become members of our club.
Right.
And I think that's how we've basically exploded over, especially the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we should also acknowledge that whereas this is the Gaelic the Shannon Gaels, your organization and the Shannon Gaels GAA have always welcomed. Nobody was looking for a certificate that claimed, their Irishness. It is a community-based, it is indeed a huge, large community-based, because the Shannon Gaels is not just a local club, but it takes in a great number of youngsters, who again, not just for the Gaelic Athletic Games, but again across the cultural spectrum and dance and music, it's a great cultural group and organisation.
Yes, Exactly. We reach out to all of the community and the surrounding communities, and we try to promote our Irish heritage, and to date it's been very successful.
Now, let me ask you about the location and what your plans are. Now that it's yours, then that's official.
The field is at Frank Olin Park, which is in College Point, 132nd Street, 14th Road. We have been playing there since 2010. We signed the contract, as we said, on Wednesday, April 9th. Our aim now is to redevelop, regrade the field, bring it up to top quality field, Gaelic field.
Right. And that includes now the bleachers, the stands, everything?
Yes, there'd be an off-street parking lot, there'd be a plaza area and bleachers. The field itself, the main field itself, would be the same size as Croke Park in Dublin, and then there'll be a second field behind it.
You know, I think it'd be only fair also to acknowledge that from the Irish Consulate and the Irish Government, you know, Peter Ryan, who is Deputy Consul General, and indeed the Consul General himself, Noel Kilkenny, have really gotten behind this and have gotten, great support and commitment from the Irish Government, as well as, and by the way, Peter Ryan's own kids, they play with the Shannon Gaels.
Yes, his daughters play with Shannon Gaels. Peter has been a great supporter right through the years with Shannon Gaels. He's absolutely been fantastic, as so as Noel Kilkenny.
Now, tell us about the commitment and the support that you're getting from the Gaelic Athletic Association in Ireland, starting with Liam O'Neill and that level of commitment.
Yeah, Croke Park are 100% behind us. We had, in the last couple of months, we've had Liam O'Neill out of Frank Olin Park. We hijacked him from the airport on his flight through from Buffalo to back to Dublin. We have had Park Duffy out as well, just there over St. Patrick's weekend, and then most recently Aegon O'Farrell, the president-elect. Just yesterday, Park Duffy put a video on YouTube offering his support and saying how a great job that Shannon Gaels are doing. He basically says this is a project that will be out of this world. It will be something that we all should be proud of and everybody should get behind. They have committed that they will be donating, they will be supporting us financially towards the end of this year and into 2015.
But the reality is that you need a lot of money. With the almost half a million that you have already, that's nearly a deposit on what you need. You need a couple of million to continue the very, very advanced planning that you are going to do now. Indeed the Shannon Gaels have their own 7 acres right in Queens, making it, by the way, the largest Irish Gaelic Athletic Association in terms of space. You're not competing, and I think it's good to bring this out. You're not competing with Gaelic Park and their own massive plans for expansion. This is in addition to. So in that area, you have a lot of supporters who are also obviously supporters of Gaelic Park.
Yes. Without a doubt, we wish Gaelic Park all the success in their development, and we'll do anything that we can to help them. And we expect likewise. You know, as you say, we're not competing.
Yes.
We're not competing with them. This is a huge leap. This is a giant leap for the New York GA, you know, to have a facility.
Sure.
As Park Duffy said, he says this is going to be one of the finest GA developments, either at home or abroad. You know, Crow Park thinks so highly of this development.
It's terrific. Now, you have a number of fundraising events coming up. There's the Gaelic Sports Day, I believe, in Breezy Point.
Yes, we're currently finalising the details of that. But we're going to have we're working with Breezy Point, Breezy Co-op, and Peter Ryan, the Irish Consulate, and
mm-hmm.
Tim Devlin. And we're having a Gaelic Sports Day. And the GPA will be involved with it as well, hopefully. And we're all looking forward to it. We'll have we're trying to promote the Gaelic Games down there in Breezy
yeah.
and Rockaway, and at the same time raise funds.
Right, and on June 21st you have an annual field day, and that's going to take place right in your own new home
yes.
at Frank Golden Park, which is which we will be indeed not mentioning that much more now that we have. Your own home and section of what is now known as the Frank Golden Park. This is a fun day for a family. Now, I am restricted in promoting anything having to do with raffles, but I can't stop you from saying whatever it is you want to say. So I go out, I put a quarter in the meter now and you fire away.
Very good, very good. No, just there, last week we launched our Maggot Dream Raffle, and the draw will be on our field day. And basically, it's for a once in a lifetime, all exclusive trip for two, to a choice of anywhere basically in the world. So we would love everybody to purchase the tickets and come to the field day, and you could be the lucky one.
Absolutely, and since I didn't hear any of that, I'll put you onto their website, which is shannongales.org.
Yes.
.ASSN. But anyway, get on to shannongales.org, and that will indeed, you'll get all the information there. Now, what about, let's bring it up to August. There will be many events that you are able to schedule now, which I'm sure will be forthcoming, because this is brand new. You wake up one morning and you have an official lease from the City of New York to do as you see fit for the next 15 years, and there's no reason to believe that when 15 years goes by, you'll get 30 and then more.
That's it. It's a minimum of 15 years. The month of August, Adrian, we will be taking the month of April or August off, because a lot of us travel to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Annually, especially the last 3-4 years, we've been back to Ireland, quite a number of us, and
right.
we played Gaelic football at under 8-10. 12s and 13s against teams in Ireland, down in Kerry. But this year, Croke Park have actually honoured us, and we have 44 children that are under 12 that's going to be playing at the halftime of an All-Ireland football quarter-final on August 3rd. So that is something that not only are the children looking forward to, but a lot of the parents as well.
And also, that is something which I know you get a lot of support for, but can you imagine just the Fáilte that you're going to get in Croke Park for the All-Ireland football quarter-final? It's great news. It's great news all around. Again, I want to first of all say congratulations not only to you as chairman of the Shannon Gales, but for each and every person who has for the last 12 years stuck to their guns and had the faith to know that with perseverance this day was going to come. It's here. Heartiest congratulations to each and every one of you, and the website, friends, shannongales.org. It is shannongales.org. Thank you for spending the time with us, Collie, matters. And again, I'm sure your own eight children are beside themselves.
As they are. Adrian, I just want to make one correction there.
Go ahead.
I'm the chairman of the Field of Dreams. Our chairman of the club is Sean Price, and this is Sean's first year as the chairman of the club, and he is absolutely doing a terrific job. And may our success continue.
Well, I wasn't actually. Anya gave me a thump there to make sure that I would acknowledge that Sean Price is the chairman of Shannon Gaels Gaelic Athletic Association, and yes, you're chairman of the Field of Dreams, but it is Sean's signature that is on this agreement, and again, the irony of it all is that with the City of New York, the first deputy commissioner of New York City Department of Parks and Recreation, is a fella called Liam Kavanagh.
Good Irish name.
It's great. Congratulations again. Thank you very much. Okay, to you and to not only Sean Price, but each and every one of you who pulled off something magnificent. And you are listening to Irish Radio Network USA, friends, again at shannongaels.org. I'm looking